share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A master's student has been physically abusing his 68-year-old mother back in 2017. He would starve her, stop her from showering whenever he was stressed out with his schoolwork. As reported by CNA, the 30-year-old student, Andy Ko Juwa, who was studying for a master's degree at the National University of Singapore at the time, has also assaulted his mother's vaginal area with a metal padlock and with his knee. On Tuesday, the 16th of March, he pleaded guilty to four counts of voluntarily causing hurt, one of which is under the newly enhanced provisions for victims in close relationships with the accused. Andy Ko, who has been remanded since November 2020, stated that he loves his mother and still hopes to reunite with her and live happily ever after with her once he receives treatment for a purported psychotic disorder. It is said that Andy has been living with his mother and father but began physically abusing his mother in 2017. He would starve her and not allow her to shower or make any noise when he was stressed with his studies. Mother did not want to jeopardize her son's future. The victim refused to file a police report in the earlier stages of the abuse as she did not want to jeopardize her son's future. However, she would seek refuge intermittently with her nephew and niece. The mother has also been hospitalized three times and placed in a safe house. Yet she would still insist after each time on returning to her family. It was only after a couple of years, in June 2020, that she decided to reveal the offenses to the police. According to CNA, back in January 2018, Andy Ko used his kneecap to hit his mother's vaginal area with the intention of causing her to hurt. She was found by her niece in a disheveled state while complaining of pain in her lower regions. When her niece suggested calling the police, the victim told her not to. Instead, she went to the hospital and said she had fallen down, in order to protect her son. The medical report noted extensive bruising over her abdomen, buttocks, lower limbs, and external genitalia. She was started on antibiotics and was discharged later that month. In December 2018, Andy Ko assaulted his mother once again. This time, he hit her face with his bare hands at their family home. He also hit her vaginal area multiple times with a metal padlock by hooking the item around his finger, as reported by CNA. The victim let him take out his frustrations on her, as he felt angry over certain issues. She was found with swelling on her body and bloodstains on her gown coming from her vaginal area. The final straw. In June 2020, Andy Ko called his mother over in their flat and punched her multiple times in the mouth. She ran out of the house while bleeding, out of desperation, as reported by CNA. When she reached out to her relatives for help, her nephew called the police and reported that his aunt has been abused by her son and that she was distraught. This time around, when she went to the hospital, she told the truth by saying that her son had punched her face. Deputy Public Prosecutor Magdalene Huang said Andy Ko has no previous convictions. She sought at least 30 weeks jail, saying the victim was not only elderly and vulnerable but was also Ko's mother. His manner of attacking his mother with the metal padlock is especially vicious and cruel, said Magdalene Huang. A complete lack of remorse. Although the accused has ultimately chosen to plead guilty, he denied his offenses to the police. Throughout investigations, he denied the offenses, Magdalene Huang said. She added that a report by the Institute of Mental Health said he displays a complete lack of remorse. The only mitigating factor is his mental condition as supported by the IMH report, Magdalene added. Andy Ko, who had no lawyer, requested a mandatory treatment order. I love my mother a lot and I do not know why I committed all those silly things to her. I need to undergo treatment to overcome my psychotic disorder, he said. I hope to undergo treatment and cure myself so that I can live happily ever after with my mother. She is not young anymore and I certainly wish to take care of her in her remaining days. The prosecution objected to the calling of a mandatory treatment order report, saying Ko ought to be punished for his egregious offenses. However, the judge said it is appropriate to at least consider such a report. Court records later showed the decision to call for an MTO suitability report was retracted. The case will be heard again on the 23rd of March for mitigation and sentencing. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, 25-year-old woman finds out she was born a man after going to the doctor for hurt ankle. Source. Property Casualty 360 Source. Foreign Robig Source, iStock. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.